Praised be Jesus Christ, His grace be with you. The creation of world is a work of pure gratuity, of divine love, and work of salvation of world is a work of pure gratuity of the divine love. The creation itself and the providence that leads it are ordered in this perspective of the mercy, which is the gift the most total that God could do of Himself to the creature. Not just nothingness, but worse than the nothingness, because of sin which is destroyed. In the total triumph of the infinite mercy of Christ Redeemer, this work of forgiveness of mercy doesn't disadvantage the justice, because it is fully satisfied by the work of Christ, a bit like a friend who would see his friend in prison and who would pay the deposit for his release. Thus the Christ has freely accepted to suffer and to die because of our sins, in order to come to destroy them in His forgiveness, and so put on the tray of the balance of the divine justice the weight of His voluntary sacrifice, which acts as a counterweight and allow the redemption of humanity sinful. We find this work of the mercy already prepared in the Old Testament. To give some examples, I quote for example Deuteronomy 4:31, where the Lord says, "Because Yahweh your God is one merciful God." Or Jeremiah 3:12, "Because I am merciful, oracle of the Lord." Or the book of the Ecclesiasticus chapter 2 verse 11, "Because the Lord is compassionate and merciful." In the New Testament, where is revealed in fullness this work of the mercy, which is the perspective in which God created the world, we read in the Epistle at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 to 7 this: "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He liked us, then we were dead as a result of our sins, He did us live again with the Christ, and made us to sit in the heavens in the Christ Jesus." He wanted by that demonstrate by the centuries to come extraordinary richness of His grace, by His goodness for us in the Christ Jesus. We'll come back to that in the first epistle of St. John, chapter 4 verse 9 to 10. "In this the love of God was manifested for us. God has sent His unique Son in the world for that we may live by Him. In this consists His love, it is not us who have loved God, it's Him who liked us and who sent His Son as a victim of atonement and propitiation for our sins." The whole history of world is preparation to the manifestation of the mercy of God. The sin has allowed at the love to show all its measure. The deployment of sin has allowed the deployment of the mercy. Holy Paul writes in Epistle to Roman chapter 5 verse 20, "Where the sin has abounded, the grace was overabundant." In fact, the holy history of world is the mystery of the love, stronger than the hatred of the mercy, stronger than the sin. The sin has been the opportunity for God to demonstrate in greater gratuity of His love, God likes us in despite of our sin and beyond of our sin, which is totally by an overabundance of love destroyed. The world exists since always, supported by the mercy in which it is doomed to be exceeded. The world, if it could be created with all its deficiencies, true come with the horrible weight of sin. This is because this can be assumed and exceeded in the mercy. The heart of Jesus contains everything and all the beings. He contains us with our lives, our history, our destiny, our prayers, and our sin. And he condenses and broadcasts something that we cannot understand and of which we live, which is an infinite love, an eternal love. God liked us even before then we existed. If then we don't understand that the world has been created and continues to be governed by God, not as Islam imagines, in a perspective of innocence and of justice, but of sin and of mercy, then we cannot understand nothing at the reading of the gospel. If we enter in the reading of gospel, or even if we stand before God with of claims of right and of justice, we can't understand nothing to existence of world as it is in the project of God to make us to share his mercy. Jesus has said that he came not for the righteous, but for the sinners, Luke 5:32. Because there are no righteous before God, we are all sinners. We all need to be saved, and there's not more lost than the one who does not know that he is lost. In the gospel, Jesus tells us that prostitutes and the crooks will arrive before the pious people at heaven, crooks who will be converted, who will have asked forgiveness to God, who will have known this depth of God's love for them. They will arrive before the righteous, because righteous can't go at heaven. There is only the saved sinners who go to heaven. We cannot understand nothing at the reading of gospel where Jesus said to us that the last will be the first, or the workers of the last hour receive as much as the first, where these are the sinners who become his apostles, where the woman adultery, the Samaritan, the good Laron, who receive the paradise. We cannot enter in the perspective of the will of God, is we don't understand that the world is created in a perspective of sin and of mercy, and not of innocence and of justice. We are called to receive the mercy to live of that, to be able to give it in our turn. Blessed the merciful, they will get mercy.